With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Vice President Harris stepping up her attacks on Donald Trump in the closing weeks of the presidential race. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Early in the Harris campaign, there was lots of talk of joy amid the surge of enthusiasm she enjoyed as she replaced Joe Biden at the top of the Democratic ticket. But with a neck-and-neck race so close to Election Day, the vice president is increasingly going on the attack. She's closing out her campaign, painting a dark vision of the country if Donald Trump is sent back to the White House, including airing video clips at her own rallies of Trump's controversial rhetoric. Greg Clugston, Washington.
SpaceX suing a California agency after the body rejected a proposal to increase the company's launches from the state's coastline.
The California Coastal Commission made its decision despite the U.S. Air Force endorsing the plan on the grounds that more launches of Starlink and Starshield, the defense-focused unit, are critical to national security. In the lawsuit, SpaceX says that the commission engaged in, quote, naked political discrimination when some commissioners cited the political activity of CEO Elon Musk while also trying to unlawfully regulate federal agency activities. Akash Tegulli, vice president of Americans for Prosperity, told the Salem Radio Network that the California Coastal Commission is practicing socialism.
It should be terrifying to any American who even somewhat believes in free markets, free enterprise, and the concept of private companies.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
Authorities say at least seven people were killed yesterday after part of a ferry dock collapsed on Georgia's Sapelo Island. Tyler Jones of the Georgia Department of Natural Resources says the dock collapsed and sent people plunging into the water. A major redesign has been proposed for Manhattan's famed luxury store, Row Fifth Avenue. New York City officials unveiling a plan to transform a central portion of the thoroughfare between Bryant Park and Central Park. This is SRN News. A North Dakota judge will not let the state's near-total ban on abortion stand while the state appeals a ruling striking down the law. Last month, District Judge Bruce Romanek ruled that North Dakota's abortion restrictions are unconstitutionally vague and that pregnant women in the state have a fundamental right to abortion up until the unborn baby is viable. North Dakota's abortion ban made performing the procedure a felony. The only exceptions were to prevent the mother's death or a serious health risk to her. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has signed a law that will expand Muslim courts in the country. Christians are expressing concern about the expansion of Sharia law in the Philippines, where the vast majority of the population is Christian. One pastor in Cebu City tells International Christian Concern, quote, "We respect the need for Islamic law for our Muslim brothers and sisters, but we also need to ensure that this does not create a legal divide or cause misunderstanding between communities of different faiths." This is SRN News. Head wounds are a growing problem for the U.S. military.
Special Operations Command testing new ways to protect service members from blast and to evaluate the health risk even during training. This includes having service members wear blast monitors and reshaping an explosive charge to reduce the blowback. A former Special Ops medic says, quote, "There are guys lining up to volunteer for these studies." He says it's an indication of the high level of concern and how important this is to the troops. Jason Walker reporting.
English singer Zayn Malik has postponed a tour to the U.S. following the death of his former One Direction bandmate Liam Payne. The singer said the dates for the U.S. leg of his Stairway to the Sky tour will be rescheduled for January, and he would post the new dates within coming days, most likely on social media. This is SRN News.